Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are going to talk about Sochal's job search for a job teaching English in South Korea. So, Sochal, what kind of sparked your, interest in coming back to Korea?
Actually, I saw an Instagram post about, like, basically about ways for people to flee America now that our current administration is turning everything to crap. And it's just gotten really cruddy here, you know, everything, like the economy is really bad. Wages are kaput. I mean, the same is true in Korea, but you still have like healthcare. Like you have like basic human rights in Korea.
We'd call that like a social safety net, and there are no like thugs pulling people off the street and putting them in jail without
due process. For no reason. Like there's no ICE, weird like ICE agents like getting people off the street. There's no just weird stuff. Like a woman has, you know, a miscarriage or something, and she gets thrown in jail.
Right.
We're just kind of getting into a weird, scary, authoritarian state. So a lot of people are thinking of fleeing America, you know. And yeah. I understand. And I'm kind of on that same ship of kind of wanting to flee America. And
you have the like option to do it too, because you have a university degree, you have experience teaching overseas, you're a dual citizen, you know, so travel is not like living in another country is not scary, because you spend, you know, a good amount of your time in Mexico, in Oaxaca anyway. So, you know, it's not like a huge leap to, you know, get a job in South Korea. It's not that scary, you know?
Yes, it's not. It's actually not really scary at all, because it's like I already am a little familiar with Korea, and you know, so I'm familiar with quite a few things, and also I just love adventure and like getting to do stuff. So I was excited about it, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna start looking at jobs again, because Medicaid is gonna get cut for us in America, and medical care is super expensive in America, for those who don't know. And our Medicaid and Medicare are two different programs. One is for elderly people and one is for low income people. And they both are basically just national health insurance. Like that's really all that it is.
Right. We don't have in America, we don't have national health insurance for everybody. Like you do in like,
in Korea, or in China, or Japan.
In China. Yeah. Exactly.
Or, yeah, so in all these countries you have, you know, national health care, but we don't have that in America. So these programs are basically our national health care, but they're going to cut them. And so we won't have national health care anymore. Our wages are really poor already.
Yeah.
You know, food stamps are going to be cut. I don't depend on food stamps or anything like that, but a lot of people do depend on food stamps, especially people who live in like food deserts and stuff where there's not a lot of food or options or money or jobs. And so they're basically just really screwing over not just like people who are low income, but also the middle class, which, I mean, this is a big reason middle class is like disappearing in America. No one can own a home. It's a nightmare. So basically, on that basis, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get, you know, a job in Korea, because I miss having like, if for those who don't know, Jack often calls it life in a bottle, and it's so true. You get to Korea and you have an apartment, you have national health insurance, you have a job, With, making at least decent money because you're not paying for your apartment or anything. So like that's already a load off your shoulder. And you have a national pension. They pay into your national pension. You get like severance pay at the end of your contract. Like it's very, I mean, everything's kind of figured out for you. So it's great. Like,
You don't
yeah,
have to
go ahead.
think. You don't have to plan. You just kind of show up with your bags, and they're like, "Here's your apartment. This is your bank
Yeah.
account. Here's your card. This is where the school is. You can usually it's within walking distance, or a short bus ride. There's great infrastructure here when it comes to public transportation. And it's kind of like in America, by the way. It's not that people that don't have Medicaid or Medicare don't have health insurance. It's that health insurance is usually offered through your job. So if you lose your job, you lose your health care. That's the problem in America. So just for our listeners out there who might be like confused and thinking that so many people don't have health insurance, most people have health insurance through their jobs. That's the way we provide it. But in Korea or in other countries, it's like just a right as a citizen. You just get it through the national healthcare system. So being able to go to the doctor and just pay like a very small amount, here it's like you go to the doctor, it's like $3, and then you get the medicine and it's like $4, so total $7, and you're like, I don't know if I told the story, but when I came to Korea for the first time, when I moved to Thailand to teach English 20 some years ago, I got I was a, I was still a, had the trauma from living in the America system, and so I would not go to the doctor because I was so scared of just getting a huge bill, and I didn't realize that it was so cheap that was. So no one had really explained it to me when I was in Thailand. And then I came to Korea and I had the same kind of, we could say aversion to going to the doctor. I would just ride out my, if I got sick, I would just ride it out. It would be 2 or 3 weeks of being sick and then I would get over it instead of taking medicine. But I was so sick. I had a really bad, sinus infection. That's where like your nose and in your face you feel a lot of like pressure because there's a lot of fluid in there. And I went to the doctor and it was like $16 or something like that when I had to pay. And I thought they made a mistake. I thought they forgot a zero, right? So I was like, what do I do? Do I tell them that they made a mistake or do I just pay it and run away? So I just paid the money and ran away, right? And then I went to the pharmacy and it was like $6. And I was like, what is going on here? This is something is wrong. I paid that and I ran away and I was like, I just got away with like the crime of the
Like
century,
highway
right?
robbery,
So I went to school the next day and I go, I went to the doctor and it was $16. And then my Korean colleagues went, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. And I was like, because I forgot to use the insurance that I had through the system. I didn't give my insurance card because I didn't know I even had insurance. I should have paid like $3 or $4, but I paid 16. I paid the full price as if I were just walking off the street without like any extra insurance through my job. And so I just learned a huge lesson that day that was like, oh my gosh, it's a totally different system over here. Like you're not, it's not, they're not trying to rob you, it was amazing. So anyway, that's like a funny anecdote there.
I had kind of a similar thing happen when I first got to Korea. Like, I didn't have my insurance yet, and I got really sick, and they were like, okay, well, why don't we take you to the doctor? And I was like, oh, like, I heard, like, isn't it really expensive because I don't have my insurance yet? And then they were like, yeah, it is really expensive. So like, we'll take you to this one doctor that the lady knew or whatever, but he sucked. My God, it was terrible. But they didn't charge me. And so then I just like couldn't. I don't. Anyway, it's a long story, and we'll get into it another time. But my basic things, I ended up going to the doctor on my own because I like threw up in a cab, and then like the street. I was so
Oh,
sick, and
that's
then I just
terrible.
ended up going to the doctor that I just couldn't handle it anymore. And they were like, because my coworkers were like, when they say it's so expensive, they don't mean America expensive. So I had a feeling like it wasn't expensive anymore because they told me that. And so I went in, and like my American coworkers told me that. And so I went in, and then I was like, yeah, it was like $30 or something, and like altogether with my medication. And for like weeks of medication, by the way. So I remember like going, and you know, I was like, oh my God, why was everyone like, yeah, it is expensive without like, it's not Korean thing is expensive, it's like $30, and you're like, this is so cheap, I could never see a doctor for this price in
You
America.
see a doctor for 5 minutes in America and it's, $400,
It
maybe
is, it
more.
literally is $400 without like tests or medication or anything. Just seeing the doctor is
You
like
do a blood test and
$400.
anything, get any medicine, it's
That's in the thousands.
$1,000 now. Yeah, thousands
Yeah,
of dollars.
it's thousands of dollars. So that's why it's really crazy. So I was thinking, like, you know, all this is going to be cut, and then like met health insurance through your employer in America doesn't cover everything,
Yeah,
and
some
it's
plans are
also,
terrible, and there's
yeah, and you don't have
networks.
like options. Yeah, you don't have any other options because you're like, and as Jack said, there's networks, so there's only specific doctors that you can go to, and sometimes all the doctors in your network are terrible, and it's expensive. Like they're taking money out of your paycheck to pay for your health insurance, and it's a lot of money, and then you still have a deductible, so like you're paying a premium, which is what's known as like you're paying like out of pocket for the insurance to begin with, and then you're paying a deductible. So like sometimes like up through $7,000 or like more, sometimes the health insurance doesn't actually even cover anything
Yeah, it doesn't kick
until
in
you're
until after you spend $5,000 or usually a $500 deductible, something like that. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We'll get back on track here as a Korean. We're
Right.
just
We had a, well, maybe we'll cut this into two, part one and part two. Part one can be health insurance in America, the context, and part two can be why I'm looking for a job in Korea. So, right. So anyway, because of all of these things, I did end up looking for a job in Korea again. And mostly it was terrible, Jack. I mean, it's just not quite the season to look for it. And I encountered that. I had like I only w messaged one recruiter, I think, so I just need to message more recruiters as well. But it was very they were offering pretty good salaries now. The salaries have increased, but some of the jobs were just weird. A lot of them did not have like the there's like a like specific hours. You're not really supposed to work more than 9 to 6. If you do work 9 to 6, you get an hour break. But most of the jobs were saying, you know, 9 to 6:40 every day, and you only get a 40-minute break. I was like, no. And then you only get 11 days paid vacation a year because that's the law, and that's what most of these like hagwons will give you is only 11 days off per year. So
Right.
that wasn't great. And then I had one really weird interview, Jack. I was like, I was interviewing with this guy. He didn't know how to use Zoom. Okay, so the American teacher, she did seem really nice. She had to set up Zoom for him. And then he was like, this was in like Gimhae, by the way. So it's like not even a place people really want to go or whatever. So he gets on this like call, and he seems nice and everything, but he is weird, bro. He starts singing Phantom of the Opera in the middle
Oh my
of
gosh.
our call, and he tells me he used to be a musical actor in Korea, and he's the director of this hagwon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, he sang it for a really long time too, not just like a snippet. And then he was like, "What do you think?" I was like,
I think
"I
this is wildly inappropriate for a job
didn't."
interview.
Like, why are you singing Phantom of the Opera? So then he asked me if I sing, and I said yes. And then he was like, he tried to get me to sing in the job interview. I was like, I'm singing in the job interview. And then it was just very awkward. And this man was like weird. And then also he asked me, one of my friends made the funniest joke. I'll tell you in a minute, but he asked me, how old do I think he looks?
Oh gosh. Oh, he's just a, what was he, like 60 something or whatever? Like he was.
I think he is in his 40s. He's in his 40s.
Okay.
So he's not that old, but like I didn't know what to say, you feel me? And so
Yeah.
I was like 38 or something. You know, I didn't know what to say. And then he was like, "Oh, thank you. I'll have to buy you a coffee when you come to Korea. I'm actually in my 40s." I was like, this guy's such a creep, dude. It was
Yeah.
so creepy and cringy. And then I was like, oh my God. I was telling my friend about this later, and he's like, next time a man asks you that, tell him you think he looks like 60, like someone
Yeah,
like way
yeah, yeah, yeah.
older. I was like, okay, I'll do that. I didn't know, like, they like we women are socialized to be polite, so it's like, what do we even say? Like, it was very weird.
Yeah, no, this guy, this is Red Flag City. Like, you know, when it comes to getting paid or any, you know, he could probably, just like Phantom of the Opera, this probably this guy is literally could turn on the dime, you know, just quickly become a monster too, you know what I mean? Like you don't know, you
Yeah,
know,
because
a
like then he was,
tyrant, you know.
yeah, he was telling me like the most important thing is that the kids know that you can be scary. I was like, I don't think I can do
It's
that.
not my teaching style.
I was like, I like to, because he asked me like, what's my discipline style? And I was like, positive redirection for children, definitely. Like, I don't, like scolding doesn't usually work, or shame-based, tactics. So especially long term, we're in this class for a year with these kids. So I like positive redirection because that usually encourages them, to work. Yeah. And it works out. And so I said positive redirection, which any school that teaches children worth their salt is looking for that answer, And he was like, "Oh, well, they have to know that you can be scared." I was like, "What the heck? Oh my God!" And then he was like, he was imitating like what he does to the kids, and it was like psychopath behavior. He was like, "I'm nice, and we can all get along, but I can also be very scary." I was like, "Why would I intimidate children like that?" It was very bizarre, like. I know. I was like, I don't think that's really my teaching
What is
style.
his
Like,
like? I think probably he just starts singing Cats, you know, every time they're misbehaving. Oh
my
my
God,
gosh.
it was very weird. And he literally had like a he literally he was so like nice, just like you were saying, like, well, not nice, but like wildly inappropriate, but pretending to be nice, But then like when he was imitating like how he acts to the children, his whole face changed. And I was like, this dude is like a sociopath.
Yeah, you've this director is this is too many red flags. You can't put yourself in a year with someone like that. You know, they're too
Volatile or
exactly. It's too risky. You know, it might be fine, but it might be a nightmare. You know, and you don't want to be locked in for a year with someone who's unstable. You know.
yeah, I definitely had a nightmare experience my first time in Korea. So I didn't want that again. So I was like, this is a red flag. So then I had another interview with some lady from another Hagwon for the same. It was Polly, which I think I didn't know it was Polly when I went to the interview, but then they told me it was Polly, and I was like, oh. And the reason is because everyone says don't work for Polly. And the reason is they have like really long hours and there's no prep time. Like all of it is just teaching hours. Like you're teaching from 9 to 6:40 every day, but that's like
They're
you're
just, it's a
that's
money-making machine, you know?
yeah, it's all teaching hours. So I had that, and the director was kind of weird. She was like, oh, Emily, that's my daughter's name, because I was using my first name, you know, Emily. And I was like, this lady is creepy. Like, you know, she's trying to like we're all a big family here, me. Like, I'm not falling for that. it just it seemed weird. It gave me off vibes. And then the last interview I had was very weird. It was like for an adult Hagwon, like a like business English, I guess, kind of thing. It but like it just gave me very weird vibes. She was like, this one was like more than red flags. This one was like, is this legal? I don't know. There was something weird about it. She was like, oh, are you okay with like taking like trips together? Like all of us take trips together. I was like, this sounds like trafficking, Loki. Like it was very weird. I was like, so then I after that interview, I just wouldn't talk to the recruiter anymore. I just like blocked him. I was like, and schools. I was like, these people are very weird. Like, I don't know. So just for anyone looking for a job in Korea out there, yes, there are weird, very weird jobs and people. So you do have to be careful.
Absolutely. Yeah,
You
you have to keep looking and keep looking, because there are good Hagwons. You just need, what you need is maybe to get on some like groups where with the teachers, because the teachers are the ones that know if it's good or not. The directors will always tell you it's great, you know, but yeah, and the recruiters will always tell you it's great, because the recruiters know that they have a network of directors, and they just want to get paid too. So, it's word of mouth is very useful in these situations. But yeah, I guess, yeah, you just have to keep your eyes, your ears open, I guess, and just keep like kind of looking at some of those like what do you call those, like chat room kind of things, like
Yeah, like the Facebook groups and stuff.
And ask teachers, you know, is anyone in some of those Facebook groups that say we're looking for a replacement at this Hagwon, and it's a teacher that's posting it, and then you know, they'll then you can talk to that person, and they'll be more honest, you know, with you. So
Right, about what it's really like. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled if you do look for a job. You know, I guess mostly your audience is not going to be looking for jobs in Korea, but well, they might. You never know. So anyway, yeah, keep your eyes peeled, but I guess I'll update you guys some other time. Hopefully it all turns out well. I have been thinking about like teaching in China or some a couple of my friends who were teaching in Korea for a long time just moved to China. A little like this year. So, the pay is higher in China as well. And so there's like some other benefits. So I am considering that.
That could be really cool. Yeah, that could be really cool for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Students, let us know in the comments, what do you think I should do? And do you think this interview was as bizarre as I do?
And now Soch and I are
And
going to
what was
sing Phantom of the Opera as we exit this episode.
the Yes, to end the episode. All right, students, see you guys next time. Make sure to follow us on A to Z English Podcast at all the different platforms that you usually listen to your podcast at. Send us an email at aToZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and comment down below. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.